Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years in 2023. Long before Barbados commenced its television service in December 1964, and before television sets became commonplace, people would flock to a multitude of cinemas for their latest news and entertainment. On this day, August 5, 1951, the Barbados Advocate newspaper published a plethora of advertisements for some of the biggest flicks which were scheduled for broadcast at a variety of cinemas on island. For instance, at the Olympic Theatre, the drama All the King's Men, which was an instant hit upon its release in 1949, was shown as a double feature with the Western Rim of the Canyon. The Royal Theatre had listings for the entire week, starting Sunday with the crime drama The Arnello Affair and the 1942 sci-fi horror Dr. Renault's Secret. Later in the week, the black and white musical Tin Pan Alley and the Western Thunderhead, Son of Flicker were scheduled. A new adventure romance called The Sword of Monte Cristo was set to open the Friday. Showing at the Empire Theatre was a musical pagan love story that starred Esther Williams along with Howard Keel, the so-called Errol Flynn and Clark Gable of Golden Age musicals. Over at the Plaza Cinemas, which advertised two locations at Bridgeton and Oystens, there was a mixture of genres. From religious films like The Sinner of Magdala, The Story of Christ and Mary Magdalene, to the musical Square Dance Katie, which was a double feature with the hit Western Crashing Through, that starred cowboy film star Whip Wilson, to the colored cartoon Aladdin and His Lamp, the comedy Hair Devil Hair, as well as the Doris Day mega hits Romance on the High Seas and Tea for Two. While at the Gaiety Cinema at the Garden in St. James, they had listings such as the drama Forgotten Women, paired with the crime film The Gangster, a special Monday showing of the horror Return of the Ape Man, along with the comedy French Leave and the adventure Law of the Jungle. A hive of activity was expected at the various cinemas across the island as the Barbados Advocate newspaper advertised an abundance of some of the biggest movies on this day, August 5, 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.